Why are people in China spending hundreds on toys without knowing what they're buying?
Wow. And today you're gonna learn how to say this made me do it in Chinese using 让, 叫, and 使.
大家好，我们又见面了。欢迎回到我们的中文播客，我是大家的老朋友 Melanie， 今天很开心跟另一位老朋友 Vicky 一起。
大家好，你好 Melanie，大家好，我是 Vicky， 又很高兴跟大家见面了。Melanie， 你最近怎么样呢？
最近不错，天气好，所以运动的太多了，有点累。
哇，很好，我觉得很健康。我最近很忙，非常忙。对，哦，对了，忘了和大家说五一快乐，五一快乐 ，Melanie。
谢谢大家，好好享受这个假日啊，好好休息休息。
对，然后好好学习汉语啊。
今天可以休息不说汉语吗？
不可以。
好吧，那大家请多多说汉语好吗？
对，因为今天你说为了你。
Oh no, it's okay. 所以今天我们要学习的是另一个非常重要的 structure 结构是什么呢？
对，我们要学使、叫和让。
大家听过吗？ Have you ever heard that? 这些词呢可以用来表达让某个人做某件事，或者使某个人怎么样。So those words can be used to express making someone do something or causing someone to be plus an adjective, so which to express this state.
比如说老师让学生写作业。Like the teacher made the student write their homework. Or, 这件事情让我很开心。This situation made me happy.
听起来很简单，对不对？但其实有一些小区别。It sounds really easy, right? But actually, there are some nuances. So, 我也想到了别的例子。在汉语 Chinese School 学习汉语，使我的汉语进步了很多。So learning Chinese at 汉语 Chinese School has made my Chinese improve a lot.
Wow, Melanie, that's a good one. So book your free class at the link in the description below, so you can learn with the best online academy like Melanie. And we have, because we have very professional teachers and a very complete platform. So what are you waiting for? 好的，那接下来我们来听一段对话。So the setting is two people are shopping and they're and 他们看到了盲盒。So they are wondering if to buy or not a 盲盒。How do you translate that, Melanie? 盲盒。
盲盒are blind boxes, so we don't know what we buy inside the box.
Yeah, so it's going to be an interesting 对话. So 我来开始。你看 Melanie, 这里有很多盲盒，好多人在买。
哇，对啊，这种东西真的很受欢迎。
我觉得它让人很兴奋，因为你不知道里面是什么。
对，有时候这种感觉会让人一直想买。
我朋友上次买了很多，说是这个让他花了很多钱。
这种东西真的会叫人上瘾。
对，有些广告也会使人觉得一定要买。
所以如果不小心就会让自己买太多。
Very good. So, have you noticed the structure or the phrases we use with 时叫안让吗? Now it's our turn to explain this 时叫안让。这些词都表示让某人做某件事情，或者使某人产生一种感觉。So the structure is the 主语 plus 让或者叫或者使加人加动作或感觉。So as you can see here in the screen, the structure is you have the subject plus 让叫 or 使 plus the person plus the action or the feeling. So let's see more examples from the dialogue. 他让人很兴奋。It makes people excited.
谢谢你的解释 Vicky。 好，我们来看看让叫和使 there are some nuances. So 让啊 this is the most natural and the most common one. And 叫it's more direct, but it's more spoken. 使 it's more formal and more literal. So here are some examples from, here are more examples. 老师让学生写作业。The teacher makes students do homework.这种东西会叫人上瘾。This kind of thing makes people addicted. 这部电影使我很感动。This movie moved me.
你说吧。
你来吧。
好吧，那我来。So now is your turn to practice. Try to translate this sentence into Chinese using the structure 让叫偶时。This game makes me very excited. So take a moment to think about it. We'll give you the answer later. But while you are thinking about the answer, we're gonna review our dialogue.
大家试试吧 ，Have a try. Okay.
So, I'm gonna start. Melanie, 你看这里有很多盲盒，好多人在买。Melanie, look, there are so many blind boxes. So many people are buying them.
对呀，这种东西真的很受欢迎。Yeah, these things are really popular.
我觉得。它让人很兴奋，因为你不知道里面是什么。I think it makes people excited because you don't know what's inside.
对，有时候这种感觉会让人一直想买。Yes, sometimes that feeling makes people want to keep buying.
Yes, 我朋友上次买了很多，说是这个让他花了很多钱。 My friend bought a lot last time. She said it made her spend a lot of money.
这种东西真的会叫人上瘾。 These things really make people addicted.
对，有些广告也会使人觉得一定要买。 Yes, some advertisements also make people feel they must buy it.
所以如果不小心就会让自己买太多。 So if you're not careful, you will end up buying too much. Okay, so are you enjoying this episode? Thanks for being here. With our classes, you can make even more progress. Find everything here at 汉语全school.com. You can scan the QR code right here at this page.
Very good. So let's move on to our next section.
好，我们来看看 the cultural segment. What we're going to talk about? 盲盒。Okay, blind boxes. 所以这个是现在在中国非常火的东西。It's really popular right now in China.
对，如果你去中国商场，你会看到一个很奇怪的画面，就是很多人在排队买一个小玩具，但问题是他们根本不知道自己买的是什么。So if you go to China and you go to a shopping mall, you will find a very interesting scenario, which is a lot of people are lining up to buy a little toy, but they don't know what they actually are buying.
对，所以这就是盲盒最有意思的地方。你花钱买一个盒子，但里面是什么是随机的。So the most interesting part of a blind box is this: you pay for a box, but what's inside is a complete surprise.
对，如果你玩过游戏，你应该很熟悉这种感觉，就像 the loot boxes。
或者更直接一点儿，这个有点像赌博。So to put it more directly, it's kind of like a gamble.
Exactly，因为你会想下一个可能是我想要的，because you will think, oh, maybe the next one is the one I really want。
没错，而且品牌非常聪明，他们会设计普通款。很容易抽到的隐藏款，非常非常难得到。And the brands are really clever. They design a regular version that's easy to get and a rare version that's extremely hard to get.
有时候一个系列甚至会有12个普通款，但只有一个隐藏款。
所以问题来了，Here's the question：如果你想要那个隐藏款，你要买几个呢？So if you want the rare version, how many do you have to buy？
我答案是不知道。Well, the answer you don't know.
这就是为什么很多人会一直买，一直买，一直买，They will keep buying, buying and buying。
而且你会看到很多人在商场现场开盲盒，so there will be a lot of people doing an unboxing, like a live unboxing.
哇哦，对呀，他们一边开盲盒，一边拍视频。如果抽到了隐藏款呢，就会非常的激动了。So those people open them while recording videos, and if they get the rare version, it's super exciting.
Yes，这种视频在中国的社交媒体上非常火，很多网红就靠这个容易吸粉。So believe it or not, this is very very trending in China, this kind of video. So that's why a lot of influencer will do this kind of videos to attract more audience.
真的是这样，It's so true。所以盲盒不只是买东西，它还是娱乐、内容和社交。So, blind boxes are not just about shopping; it's also entertainment, content, and social interaction.
而且还有一个很多外国人不知道的点，有些不会只买一个哦。
为什么呢？他们会直接买一整套，甚至重复买，为了交换。So they will buy a whole set or even purchase duplicates just to exchange with the others.
Yes，对，有时候有人会把重复的拿去跟别人交换，就像和我们以前做的那种交换卡片一样。Melanie，我不知道你以前有没有换过卡片，但是类似。
当然有，It's our childhood。对，但是问题是很容易上瘾，So the problem is it's really easy to get addicted。
Yes，很多年轻人会说：“哦，我本来只想买一个，结果买了十个，
多少？How many？
十个。
那这个是不是很熟悉呢？Doesn't this sound really familiar to you？
所以现在很多人都在讨论，这种消费方式是不是太像赌博？So that's why a lot of people are discussing if this kind of consumption is kind of like gambling.
特别是对年轻人来说，因为它给了你一种控制不了的期待感，especially for young people, because it gives you this kind of uncomfortable sense of anticipation.
所以如果你以后去中国看到盲盒店，你一定会想试。
但是要小心，请记住一句话：只要你开始买，你就很难停下来哦。So please remember this: once you start to buy, it's really hard to stop.
对，so be careful。Well, Melanie，你会买盲盒吗？
说实话，我对这个不感兴趣。I'm not interested in it。你呢，Vicky？
我还好，我只买过一次，但是我觉得会没有那种上瘾的感觉，所以我觉得还好。It's fine。
Yeah，非常好。那相比买盲盒，我更喜欢买吃的。Compared to buying blind boxes, I prefer to buy food.
Me too. I prefer to buy food and travel.
Yeah, good idea.
好的，那我们来看一下我们之前问的句子。So let's go back to the sentence. How would you say in Chinese, this game makes me very excited? So a natural way to say it in Chinese is 这个游戏让我很兴奋。
是的，这里我们用的是"让"，因为它是最自然、最常用的表达方式。So here we have chosen to use "让" because this is the most common one and the most natural one.
你也可以说这个游戏使我很兴奋，但是比较正式，It's a bit formal, but it's okay if you use 使。
Yes, it is. Now it's your turn. Please try to make your own sentence using 让、叫而使。
但是这次我们要给你一个更有趣的挑战，就是用情绪来造句，比如这个电影让我很感动。
Tell us what makes you happy, excited, or tired. Write your sentence in the comments. We'd love to read them. Okay, so that's all for today.
对，我们今天学了让、叫、按、使。
这个结构可以帮你表达让某人怎么样，或者让某人做某事，making somebody do something。
而且我们也聊了一个非常有意思的话题，就是盲盒文化。
下一次，next time we'll learn 出来、下来、看起来。
Exactly. So don't forget to subscribe so you can get the notification. And of course, if you want to learn with us, remember you have a free class over here. So just scan the QR over here, or you have also the link in the description below. So thanks for staying with us. And 我们下次见，下个星期见。
对，
Next
大
week.
家再见，
再见，再见，
再
拜拜。
见。